Jukebox musicals tend to use really flimsy connecting material to string together the musical hits of an artist or genre in the creation of a show. Beautiful, the Carole King musical, running now through June 9th at the SHN Golden Gate Theater in San Francisco, has the advantage of having the really interesting true-to-life tale of an American musical icon with which to wrap around a couple of dozen instantly recognized hits. The show opens with Carole King, played by the vivacious Sarah Bockel, opening her triumphant 1971 Carnegie Hall show, but then moves quickly to her as a 17-year-old songwriter battling with her mother, played by Suzanne Grodner, over her future. Carole wants to be a songwriter, but Mom wants her to be a teacher. She agrees to commit to teaching if she fails to sell her latest song. She walks into the office of music publisher Don Kirshner, played by James Clow, and the rest is musical history. King spent the first part of her career writing songs for others in partnership with her eventual husband, Jerry Goffin, played by Dylan S. Wallach. There are performances of such numbers as Some Kind of Wonderful by the Drifters, Will You Love Me Tomorrow by the Shirelles, and The Locomotion by Little Ava, who really was Carole King's babysitter before she hit it big. The fact that Carole and Jerry's best friends were another songwriting team increased the musical options for this show. Cynthia Weil, played by Alison Whitehurst, and Barry Mann, played by Jacob Heimer, add immensely to the story, both through the recreations of their numerous hits, like On Broadway by the Drifters and You've Lost That Loving Feeling by the Righteous Brothers, and by the humor their characters bring to the story. The deterioration of King's relationship with Goffin provides the show's drama, culminating with her incredible success as a solo artist and performer with the release of her blockbuster album Tapestries. Douglas McGrath, better known for his screenplays like Woody Allen's Bullets Over Broadway and Emma, had a lot of material to work with here and does a fine job encapsulating a life in 2 hours. His book balances the relationship of King and Goffin with that of Weil and Mann, almost to the point of the show really being about both. Most amazingly, he's written a script that features two music industry veterans, Kirshner and Lou Adler, played by John Michael Diaz, who do not come off as weasels. Director Mark Bruni's cast is uniformly excellent, from Bockel and Wallach as King and Goffin to the ensemble members performing as various members of famous musical groups. The show maintains a pleasant lightness to it that is never overwhelmed by its more dramatic moments. A good deal of humor comes from the relationship of Weil and Mann, and Whitehurst and Heimer are terrifically entertaining in their roles. Dazzling production numbers of a plethora of hits from the 60s and 70s, combined with the tale of an American original coming into her own, make Beautiful, the Carole King musical, a thoroughly enjoyable and uplifting evening of musical theater. Beautiful, the Carole King musical, runs through June the 9th at the SHN Golden Gate Theater in San Francisco. Dates and times vary. For more information, go to shnsf.com. From Second Row Center, I'm Harry Duke for KRCB.